This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. A conservative action group wants to permanently eliminate income taxes on tips and overtime for Colorado workers. The proposal could go to voters next year. CPR's Megan Verlee.
Congress and President Trump have created a temporary tax deduction for tips and overtime for the next 3 years. The group Advance Colorado wants to create the same exemptions in the state's tax code and make them permanent. The group is in the very early stages of putting the question on next year's statewide ballot. Colorado lawmakers this spring ensured that the state's income tax will still include overtime pay, but they have not acted on tips. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A spending bill that could add trillions of dollars to the national debt was not perfect, according to a Colorado congressman who voted for it. Republican Jeff Hurd says the increase in spending concerns him, but he's skeptical of some of the deficit projections.
I think we need to take with a grain of salt what the Congressional Budget Office is saying, particularly when it comes to dynamic scoring and the effect that this legislation will have on our economy going forward. I think we need to grow the revenue side of the pie, and this legislation helps us achieve that with the extension of the tax cuts and other provisions, regulatory reforms that we're talking about. Hurd's, but it does not solve all the problems.
Hurd says he supported Trump's big, beautiful bill because its positives outweighed the things that concern him. If you're on I-70 in the mountains tomorrow, be prepared for the Eisenhower Tunnel to be closed at the top of each hour. That's because of a bicycle event taking place on Loveland Pass. Loveland Pass is expected to be closed from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is CPR News at 6:06.